Wonderful to see everybody. I want to jump right in to the third in our series of four looks at themes of Galus and Geula through the prism of the Ramban on the Torah. And the opening Ramban in Parshas Va'era gives us a new layer of insight. Baruch Hashem, we come to Va'era and Geula is beginning. Last week we saw the descent into Galus. Last week in Parsha Shmos, we saw the descent into the going down into the Koshi Hashibud, into the depths of Egyptian oppression. And now the glimmerings of Geula are on the horizon in Parsha's Va'era. Va'era opens with communication. Va'era opens with HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of Shmos, and Moshe Rabbeinu was feeling forlorn. He had tried going on his initial visit to Paro, and it seemed to have boomeranged. The end of Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu has shown up to Paro, and the initial approach only made things worse. Paro had said, I see they're thinking about freedom and thinking about liberty. We're going to have to crack down more. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Ribbono Shel Olam and says, you know, you sent me to help, and I feel like I'm just making things worse. That's how last week's Sedra, Shmos, ended. And now we hear, and now here in Parshas Va'era opens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. And Ribbono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, puts him into the context of Jewish history. There was an Avram Yitzchak, and there were an Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov that came before you. And specifically, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Va'era, I appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, using the name Hashem introduced himself to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the name Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. But not with the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, lo nodati lehem. And now he says, that's the introduction to, don't worry, this is going to happen, you're going to see. And he, Ribbono Shel Olam moves into the, well, the next couple of psukim, the opening paragraph of Parshas Va'era, into the famous Dalad Lashonos Shel Geula, the four terms, the four verbs that describe the stages of Geula, the Hotseisi, Vihitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti. Those four are perhaps the source for the four cups of wine at the Pesach Seder. Four stages of emergence from the oppression of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're going to get rid of the pain, and then we're going to get rid of the lack of political freedom. We're going to geographically remove you from Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim will be punished. And finally, the purpose of it all will begin to be realized as you receive the Torah at Har Sinai. So all of this is happening just over the first course of the opening paragraph of Parshas Va'era. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu everything looks very, very bleak, but wheels are turning. Things are happening. But what we want to do right now is turn to the Ramban to help us make sense of that opening pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the introduction to all of this positivity and the beginning of what ultimately leads in next week's Sedra to at the end of 10 Makos, to Yetzias Mitzrayim, is this introduction to Moshe. Well, when I appeared to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when I appeared to the three Avos, it was with the name Kel Shakai. It wasn't with the name Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. But to you, Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. So let's try to understand what this critical introduction means. The Ramban is going to begin by presenting Rashi. So we'll learn Rashi together with the Ramban. And then he's going to point out an alternative way of looking at things. And an alternative way not only of understanding the words of these opening sentences, these opening psukim of this week's Sedra, Va'era, but as we're going to see in the hands of the Ramban, this is we'll begin to appreciate why this is the introduction to all of this goodness and all of this movement towards Geula. Is a very, very deep, simple and profound concepts at work here. Okay, so let's take a look. So once again, as I said in past weeks, if you'd like to follow along inside, by all means, or look on the screen, that's great. If you have a physical sefer, you want to look at the opening Ramban on Va'era, Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, or you'd like to just listen and not look inside, whichever works best for you is great. Va'idaber Elokim Moshe, opening words of Parshas Va'era, here in the Ramban. Ribono Shalom speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lashon Rashi, Ramban says, I'm going to begin by quoting Rashi. Diber Ito Mishpat, he opens with the name Elokim. Elokim is the name of Hashem that we often associate with a more strict justice. So Vayidaber Elokim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Vayidaber also, the word Vayidaber, often connotes a tougher type of conversation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins by taking Moshe Rabbeinu to task. Al Shehik Shalomer L'Dabar L'Mahariyosa. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes Moshe to task. How do you speak that way to me at the end of Parsha Shemos? Why do you do this to the Jewish people? You're making it worse. The Yomer Elav Ani Hashem. And Kadosh Baruch says to Moshe Rabbeinu, not so fast. I am Hashem, which means Ne'eman, specific that name, Hashem, reflects the following reality. Ne'eman l'shalim schar l'mizhalchim l'fanai betamim. I am reliable. The name Hashem, Yudke Vavke, reflects that mit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is reliable. That if we are honest with Him and we are devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's going to take care of us. And although Moshe, Hashem says, it seems like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not rewarding, you'll see that everything's going to fall into place. As we know, we have the benefit of 20/20 hindsight, we know ultimately, indeed, that's exactly what happens. Okay. And Rashi says the truth is that term Ani Hashem in many places is a reference to this message that I am Hashem who is can be relied upon to ultimately provide schar. As a sidebar, usually Ani Hashem or Ani Hashem Elokeichem comes in Chumash in halachic contexts. It'll follow a mitzvah. The Torah will mention a mitzvah and say, Ani Hashem. In other words, and part of what that means, Rashi's saying is, Ani, if you keep this mitzvah, it may not be easy, but you know you can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reward proper behavior. So that's what it means here also. Here it's not in the context of a halacha, but it's the same message. Ani Hashem, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am reliable. Right now it looks like things aren't working out, Hashem says to Moshe. It looks like you went to Paro, you followed my instruction, you made it worse. You'll see in the long run everything will fall into place. Okay. And now to the crux. The contrast between Hashem's presentation of himself to the Avos versus his presentation of himself now to Moshe. Vo'eira el Avraham Yitzhak and Yaakov Bekel Shakai. So what does that mean? I appeared, Hashem says to Moshe. I appeared to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov with Kel Shakai. So Rabban quotes Rashi. Hiv tachtiv harbe avtachos. I made many promises to the Avos. Uvekulan amarti lehem ani Kel Shakai. And repeatedly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I appeared to the Avos and I promised various things that would happen to their descendants, about coming back to Eretz Yisrael and so on and so forth, I used the name Kel Shakai. That's how I presented myself to the Avos. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. How do you translate that? My name Hashem, so you would think it means I didn't tell them my name Hashem. But he quotes from Rashi, lo hodati enksiv kan, ela lo nodati. Not that I didn't let them know, but lo no dati, shelo no dati lem b'mida amita shali, she'aleha nikra shmi Hashem. Not that the Avos never heard of the name Yudke Vavke, the usual name of Hashem, but that's not the way in which they came to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't recognize that about Hashem, meaning, as we said before, Ani Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows through, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps His promises. They didn't see that. They didn't see the full picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He's Ne'eman Le'ameis HaDvarim, that things turn out as he says. Sharehiv tachtim velo kiyamtim. The Avos heard a lot of promises that they didn't see most of those promises fulfilled. They heard about their great-grandchildren gaining the Torah. It didn't happen in their lifetime. They heard about their great-grandchildren coming back and conquering Eretz Yisrael. They didn't see that in their lifetime. Kol Elu Divrei Harav. This, up until this point, Rabban says, these are the words of the Rav, of Rashi. That's how Rashi understands these positions. The year it's the Lefarish, Rashi would like to explain, Rabban is unpacking this. Adain lo noda kiyam haftach. And according to Rashi, here's the key point. I made many promises to the Avos, and they didn't get to see them fulfilled, and they didn't push back in the way that you're pushing back. They had no reason to assume they would see the promises fulfilled. The time hadn't come yet. The Avos never got to recognize. They never got to see promises fulfilled, and yet they maintained their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Rashi's understanding of the introductory pasuk, the opening of Parshas of Era. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Avos heard a lot of promises, they didn't get to see them fulfilled, and they maintained faith. You should as well. Im kol zeh lo tikin halasha. Rabban says, but it's a beautiful idea that Rashi is laying out. It's certainly very apropos. But the Rabban says, lo tikin halashon. He didn't fix the language. In other words, Rabban says, I like the idea, but I don't think that's what this pasuk is saying. I don't think it fits the words. Why? Shahaya roi lomar lo hodati. If you're saying that the Avos didn't know, then it should be Shmi Hashem lo noda lehem. They didn't get to know my name. My name wasn't known. But what do you mean lo nodati? I, Hashem, didn't let them know? That should be hodati. So he says, well, maybe it's Ushmi Hashem. My name really is Hashem. Velo nodati lehem. But they didn't get to see that. But he doesn't like the language. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. He translates that. I wasn't noda to them, my name Hashem. How does that work? So Rabban says, we need to dig deeper. And he turns our attention. I'm sorry for the last minute or so of dealing with the language. If that appealed to you, fantastic. If not, let's leave it at Rashi makes key points and raises key themes. The Rabban says he doesn't think that the language fits. The language is the language of the pasuk is a little awkward and needs to be understood. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. They didn't recognize my name, Hashem. We need to figure this out. So he says, Hechacham Rabbi Avraham. Ramban turns from Rashi to another Rishon who also preceded him, another classical commentary on Chumash. Rabbeinu Avraham is the man whom we know as Ibn Ezra. Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn Ezra. He says, the base of Bikel Shakai is Moshechas. Here's how it goes. Va'erel Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Bikel Shakai. I appear to them with Bikel Shakai, with the name of Kel Shakai, but that base should apply, is distributed to the next word as well. Ubishmi Hashem lo nodatim. But I did not become known to them with the name of Hashem. What does that mean? Inyan HaKasuf. Ramban says this is not just about keeping promises. Ramban Ibn Ezra explains false. There's another set of themes at play here. Kinira la'avos b'shem hazeh. Shehu menatzech marcho shamayim. He says, I appear to the Avos using the name Kel Shakai. It's much more than just a question of what word was used. It's a question of what sort of conduct on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Avos get to see. We use different names because we sometimes see at different times in our lives, different times in Jewish history, we have different perspectives on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we use different names to apply to those different perspectives. Sometimes we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at work in one way. Sometimes we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at work in a different way. So Rashi had been focused on the fact that the Avos heard many promises but never saw them fulfilled. The truth is, though, the Avos, there were many promises which were not yet fulfilled. Jewish history was yet to unfold. It wasn't yet time, as Rabban said earlier, for Yitzias Mitzrayim or for Matan Torah or for the conquest of Eretz Yisrael to happen during the lives of the Avos. So there were many promises which they heard from Hashem which they didn't see fulfilled. But the truth is there were other promises which they did see fulfilled. Right? Avram, for instance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aravino, go to Eretz Yisrael. Lech Lecha. And he says, you think that everything's going to fall apart. You see you're going to grow greater through going to Eretz Yisrael. And indeed, that's what happens. And then Avram is worried about continuity. And Hashem says, you'll see you'll have a child. And indeed, he has Yitzchak. Right? Yitzchak is Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov when he heads off to the home of Lavan, I'm going to be with you, Ishmarticha. I'm going to guard you, I'm going to keep you, you're going to survive and thrive in the home of Lavan, and indeed, that is what happened. So, it's true there were a number of promises which Hashem made to the Avos, which they did not merit to see fulfilled in their lifetimes, but there were others which they did, plenty of other promises Hashem made, which the Avos did get to see fulfilled in their lifetimes. So Ramban and Ibn Ezra say, here's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nira La'Avos. Hashem did appear to the Avos. The Shem Zeh, using the name of Kel Shakai, which captures HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Minatzeach Maruchos Shamayim, that he leads the entire system of nature, which he, Hashem, created. V'lasos imam nisim gedolim. Hashem did great miracles. Performed great miracles for the Avos, but it was Kel Shakai, not Hashem, because Shalom is Batzel Mehem Min HaGa'olam. There were great miracles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of the Avos in remarkable ways, but never with a suspension of nature, never with an absolute break. There was no Kriyas Yamsuf. There was no violation of gravity. The laws of science, which Hashem himself created, were not violated in the days of the Avos. Let's look at some of the miracles that they did enjoy, the Avos. Berav padao sami maves, uvimilchama midei cherev. The Avos survived famine, and they survived war. Avram Avinu inserts himself into international geopolitics. The war of the four kings and the five kings, which is basically the two ends of two power centers, the two opposite ends of the Fertile Crescent. The eastern end, Mesopotamia, comes to war against the Sodom and Amorah, which at the time were the centers of wealth and therefore probably power in Eretz Israel, in Eretz Canaan. A massive international military struggle. Avram Avinu inserts himself, survives, succeeds, thrives. That's an incredible nace. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them from war. Kadosh Baruch Hu pulls them through famine. They become wealthy. They become respected. All sorts of goodness in the lives of the Avos. All sorts of remarkable, not to be expected, but not open miracles. It was against all odds, like many thousands of years later. One thinks about, for instance, the success of Tzahal, the divine success of Tzahal in 1967, in the Six-Day War. Against all odds, totally singular, unlike any other war. But it wasn't Kriyas Yamsuf. There was no absolute suspension of nature. To use a language Ramban is going to use soon, it wasn't a nace nigla. It wasn't an absolute suspension of physics or chemistry, but it was against all odds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clearly taking care of us in 67, and moving back 3,000-4,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was clearly taking care of the Avos in remarkable ways. He says the truth is, v'heim kachol ha'yi'udim shabbat Torah, b'brachos uv'klalos. This notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of us in remarkable ways, though not absolutely suspending physics or chemistry, that's like all the promises of brachos and klolos in the Torah. Every time the Torah promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward us for doing the right thing or punish us for doing the wrong thing, ki lo tavol adam tova bischar mitzvah o ra'a b'onesh aveira rak b'maase hanes. There's nothing natural about being rewarded for doing the right thing or being punished for doing the wrong thing. That's divine intervention. That's the miracle. V'im yunach ha'adam l'tivo or l'mazalo, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't directly managing our lives, just allowing things to float, to coast, then lo yosifu lo ma'asav davar v'lo yigru menu. The moral quality of our actions wouldn't make our lives better or worse if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. There's no law of thermodynamics that doing mitzvahs organizes our lives in a better way. That is a nes. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, clear, direct involvement in our lives. If doing mitzvahs improves things, or doing averus, rachman letzlan, makes things worse. He says, schar ko ha-torah va-anshabom, the notion that there is a schar va-onesh, that there's some degree of reward and punishment in this world, hakol nisim, the heim nistarim. Here he uses the language for which Ramban made famous. These are nisim nistarim. They're miracles, but they're hidden miracles. What do you mean that they're hidden miracles? Because he explains, yechashev bahem laroim shehu minhagol shel olam. It looks natural. It looks like minhagol shel olam. It looks like the world is just playing out the way it usually does. V'heim ba'adam onesh v'schar b'yemes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us in this world for doing the right thing, he doesn't always. Gemara reminds us that the schar for mitzvahs is so vast that our Olam Hazeh isn't built to contain that magnitude of schar. Olam Haba was designed for the magnitude of schar that even a single mitzvah deserves. We don't get the full schar for any mitzvah in Olam Hazeh. But sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us a little taste, a lick of schar in Olam Hazeh. But even a lick of schar in Olam Hazeh, that's a nes nistar. That's not thermodynamics. It's not gravity. It's not particle physics. The fact that there should be a connection between the moral quality of our decisions and what happens to us, that's a nes. But it looks natural. I get the job. I lose the job. I have extra expenses. I don't have extra expenses. People get healthier. People, Rahman Hassan, get more ill. Those things happen. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding it for specific reasons, it's a nes nistar. It's a hidden miracle because it looks natural. And he says, "V'pnei zeh," Rabban says, before he returns to our opening pasuk, Va'era, Kel Shaka, and Hashem, he wants to speak a little bit more about this powerful concept of nisim nistarim, of hidden miracles, which, as he pointed out, the Avos enjoyed repeatedly, many nisim nistarim, many hidden miracles in their lives, the type of successes that the Avos enjoyed against all odds, and as he said, the promises of reward and punishment in this world that fill Chumash, those are also nisim nistarim. Ramban says, by the way, I can use this concept to solve a problem that many raise, which is why does the Torah speak apparently only of schar in Olam Hazeh as opposed to the schar in Olam Haba, which is the main reward, and yet doesn't seem to appear in Chumash. Certainly not much. He says, now I know why. Now you understand why the Torah spends a lot of time, much real estate in the psukim, speaking at length about the reward that a Jew might get in this world. The Torah speaks very little, does not explicate the schar of the neshama enjoys afterwards. Why? Ki eila mofsim shekeneged hatolada. Because schar in this world is really unnatural. It's not to be expected. The way Olam Hazeh is designed, again, like we said, thermodynamics, laws of physics don't indicate schar for mitzvahs. So it's a nes nister. That's why the Torah speaks about it. It's not natural. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention in Olam Hazeh. So that's why the Torah spends a lot of time over the course of Chumash talking about schar, the remarkable, surprising schar for mitzvahs in this world. But kiyum ha-nefesh v'davka be'elokim, the notion that the neshama survives and endures, that it persists, and that it cleaves, that the neshama after death, the neshama attaches a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who dava roi betoladata. That's logical. It's natural. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu created us with a physical body and a spiritual soul, it stands to reason. It's logical that the spiritual soul should endure. Physical things decay. Spiritual items don't. It makes sense that the neshama should attach itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So life in Olam HaNeshamos is to be expected, Ramban says, and that's why the Torah doesn't need to spend as much time telling us about it. But Schar of Mitzvahs in this world is remarkable, is surprising, and that's why the Torah needs to drive home the point. Even though you wouldn't expect by the nature of Olam Hazeh that there would be any reward for mitzvahs in this world, but there is. It's a nes nister. It's a hidden miracle. It doesn't seem natural, but Kadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that we do get some schar, preliminary schar, for our mitzvahs even in this world. And now with this idea in mind of nisim nistarim, Ramban says, now we're ready to appreciate the opening pasuk. Hine amar Elokim l'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nir'esi la'avos. I appear to them bekel shaka. You know what that means? The ways in which I'm shodeid bo ha-mazalos va'ozer le'bechirai. The ways in which I overcome, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll overcome the natural order of things and help out tzaddikim. But Kel Shaka refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing nisim nistarim, hidden miracles. The Avos did experience that. But Bishmi shal Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, Asher bo nihye kol hoveh, Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, Hashem, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of all, as the maintainer of all. If the entire universe is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then stands to reason, as both Rambam and Ramban write elsewhere, Hashem could suspend nature at will to do nisim geluyim. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lo no dati lehem, livro lehem chadashos b'shina toldos. The Avos never got to see Hashem doing open miracles, changing nature, stopping, suspending physics. The Avos never saw that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go tell the Klal Yisrael, L'chein emar l'vnei Yisrael ani Hashem. You go tell Klal Yisrael, Hashem says to Moshe. You go tell them that they are about to see Hashem operate in ways that Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov never got to see. You, Bnei Yisrael, Betzi Hashem, not just do nisim nistarim, but to do nisim geluyim, open miracles. Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Arov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to absolutely suspend nature. Total open miracles. Tell them once again the shame Yud gave up, the shame Hashem, the name Hashem. Because that's what they are about to see. So that's powerful. That's powerful. And that's the opening of this whole story of Geula. So let's, in the next couple of moments, just recap where we've been and what we've seen. Va'era is the beginning of the upswing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu that even though in Parsha Shmos your initial visit to Paro seems to have boomeranged, it seems to have been counterproductive. You went to Paro, now things just got worse. That's the first step in a glorious procession of Geula. The Makos are about to begin, one Makkah after another Makkah, leading ultimately to Makkahs, Bechoros, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Akrias, Yamsuf, and Matan Torah. Geula is about to take off. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens by saying, the Avos got to see Kel Shakai, but they didn't get to see Hashem. Which according to Rashi, means the Avos had the faith of hearing many promises that they never got to see fulfilled, and they held faith. You're about to see those promises fulfilled. So you should definitely have faith. That's Rashi's approach. That in the long run, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through, even if in the moment we don't see it. That's the approach of Rashi. The approach of Ibn Ezra and Ramban is that the others did see plenty, but they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu only doing Nisim Nistarim. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu working within nature to make things work out for them in remarkable ways, but not to suspend nature. Hidden miracles. Nisim Nistarim. And that's captured by the name Kael Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, but you go tell the Jewish people they're about to see Nisim Geluyim as well. They're about to begin to see open miracles, and that's captured by the name of Hashem, Hashem, Yudke, Vavke, which they are about to begin to appreciate. So that sort of sets the stage for what's going to come over the course of this week's Sedra. Next, the Nisim Geluyim, the open miracles, are about to begin. Many of the Makos will be open miracles. And Mirtz Hashem, next week will complete the series of four Rambans dealing with themes of Gullus and Geula. Mirtz Hashem, next week, we'll see the closing Ramban in Parshas Bo, in which he gives us new perspective on Nisim Geluyim and Nisim Nistarim. This concept, the two types of miracles to which he introduced us here, beginning Va'era, he's going to raise some fascinating questions, including which one is better, which one is more important for a Jew to notice, and how that relates to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all of the mitzvos that surround and maintain our awareness of that story. Mirtz Hashem, coming attractions next week. Rabbosai, thank you so much.